Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you. We praise you and we thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us. Lord, we just thank you for the word of the living God that you have exalted or magnified above all your names, according to Psalms 138:2. Lord, I praise you for your word. I praise you that you're God and that your word cannot be broken. Whatever you said in that book, it is forever settled. It cannot be changed. And Lord, if we can believe your word, we can see you do great and mighty things. And Lord, if we will walk holy before you, there's nothing we cannot receive from you, because you are our Lord and our God, and we worship you and praise you and thank you. As the word goes out today now, Lord, I ask you to bless it and give people knowledge and wisdom from your mighty word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now this week, we're going to continue to talk about fear and what fear does to us. Now the first thing you need to know about fear is a spirit. Fear is not just something that happens. It is a personality without a human body. It is a spirit that comes from the forces of darkness, from hell itself. It is sent to you by Satan to get you to fear. Because the Lord says in his word, I did not give you a spirit of fear. Now he said this for you in 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. So if you become afraid of different things, if you have a fear that comes upon you, that fear will overtake you and it will destroy you. Now, fear is developed by meditating on the lies of the devil. Now, the devil will cause you to worry, to have anxiety. In other words, the lies of the devil, he will cause you to worry about something that's not even going to happen. In other words, you'll be worrying about, am I going to make enough money this month to make my car payment? Oh, I went out and bought me a car. And now you can't enjoy the car because you're worrying about being able to make the car payments. What if I lose my job? Or what if I were to come down sick? I never thought about this. If I were to come down sick, what would I do? How would I make the payments? I would lose my new car. You know, worry or fear is a spiritual force that can make negative things happen when they would normally not have happened. As you start worrying about things and you start having fear about things, it can bring things to pass, because what you're doing, you're opening the door to a spiritual force that already desires to have you. Now then, if you go back to Job chapter 3, I learned this lesson years ago. Years ago, I was sitting there one night reading the Word of God, and I was reading about all the devastating things that came upon and happened to the man Job. I mean, this man, he had devastating things happen to him. Number one, he lost all 10 of his children in a tornado or a high wind. A high wind came upon his children's home and blew down the columns that held it up, and it fell in on top of all 10 of the children and killed all of Job's adult children. And then fire from heaven, lightning, which come from the devil, came down and destroyed and burned up all of his crops. And then thieves came in from all around the country and stole all of his animals. Now, Job went from the wealthiest man in the country to nothing in one day. What brought that on? The Word of God clearly says in Job chapter 3, it says that, "For the things I greatly feared have come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me." Now think about what Job did there. Job had been thinking and meditating on these things, fearing that these things were going to happen, and it literally opened a door to the demonic world for Satan and his demons to come in and cause these devastating things to happen to him and his family. Now, when I read this, when I read this years ago, I decided, I am not going to open that door to the devil. With my wife and my children, I'm absolutely going to walk in complete peace with absolutely no fear in my heart. Now, fear can absolutely bring things to pass that would never have come to pass. But as you meditated on those things, they came to pass. If you want to meditate on something, do what Philippians chapter 4 says. Meditate and think on things that are good, holy, pure, clean, morally excellent. And if there's anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Don't go around meditating on things that can destroy you or kill you, because they certainly will do that. Great fear can bring something to pass that would have never happened. So fear is a spiritual force that comes upon you, and I'm telling you, God hates that spiritual force of fear. Now then, I have known, in fact, I have talked to doctors. I spend lots of time in hospitals and ministering to people. I go there to many hospitals and minister to the sick, pray for the sick, and so forth. Men, women, boys, and girls, and I see the Lord do great and mighty wonderful things in the area of healing. He is an awesome God. If you've never done it, you should start doing it. You should start going, especially when you know people that have children or themselves are in a hospital, sick or afflicted. You should go and tell them about Jesus, the healer. He is the healer. His word is full of healing verses. It's in absolutely every single book. Every book of the Bible has many places where the Lord talks about him being the healer and what he's willing to do for us. Or it has a scripture that will guarantee you can receive healing from the Lord. It just amazes me how that so many people never read their Bible, so therefore they do not know these wonderful things. Now, I have seen and talked to several doctors in my life that have been involved with certain things whenever an epidemic or something would come up on a given area. For instance, one time I was talking, I knew of a doctor that had been in an area where cholera came up on an area, and they found a couple of people that came in that did die with cholera, and of course the scare got out. And when it was all over, when the scare finally passed that area, 125 people had died, and everybody thought this was cholera. But in the autopsies, only 5 of them died with cholera. The rest of them died of fear. Can you imagine that? But the Word of God says, men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. Fear will absolutely bring death to your house. In other words, when people get off into the state of worrying, let's put it like this, worry is absolutely the interest paid on trouble before it is due. It doesn't do any good to worry. I mean, if it hasn't come to pass yet, why even be concerned about it? You know, there's definitely no use to worry about it. If you know about it, then do something about it. But don't worry, because what you'll do, you'll bring yourself down and make yourself sick, and you'll wind up in the hospital yourself. And the second reason you don't want to get into the realm of fear and worry, because fear and worry are both a sin. Now, God says in His Word, in Romans 14:23, that whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is not of faith is sin. So if it's not of faith or according to the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is faith. If you cannot quote scriptures, you do not have any faith. Now, people will tell you that that's not true. But you have to go by what the Word says instead of what they say. The Lord says in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing God's Word. Now, if faith comes by hearing God's Word, then in Habakkuk chapter 2 and Romans chapter 1 and Galatians chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 6, the scriptures all say that the just, which is us, those that are believers in Jesus Christ, those that have been justified just as if they had never sinned by the blood of Jesus, it says the just shall live by faith. So we shall live by faith, and Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing God's word, then the just shall live by the word of God. So if you don't know the word of God, you don't have memory scriptures committed to memory, you have no faith. It's just that simple. So if you want to have great faith, hide many verses of God's word in your heart. Walk in obedience to His word and hide these mighty promises in your heart, and then you won't step off into the realm of fear or worry, because fear and worry are both a sin. Now then, Jesus speaks of worry many times in the book of Matthew, especially in chapter 6. He says we are not to worry, absolutely not to get off into that realm of worry, because the very first evil force to grip Adam after the fall was fear. It's absolutely ingrained in all of creation. Adam said over there in Genesis, so he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now then, fear started right there. If you have nothing to be concerned about when Daddy walks on the scene, then there's no fear. But if you know you've done something wrong, fear always grips your heart. We'll continue tomorrow, and I invite you to call me for audio tapes. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And we're on 10921 Shady Trail. Praise the Lord.